What do you do for Thanksgiving when your town is gone?
Well, our plans before the fire was to go to my daughter's house and have Thanksgiving with all of my kids. But since the fire happened, we can't get to her house.
We're staying at my friend's house in Chico. Tomorrow we're going to do Thanksgiving here.
We were going to cook a turkey at home, just my wife and I, and probably have some cocktails, watch some football, that kind of thing. And now we're having a turkey dinner with friends up here in South Lake Tahoe.
Roy Roby lost everything when the Camp Fire tore through Paradise in northeastern California almost 2 weeks ago. Even so, he says he has plenty to be thankful for.
I mean, I drove out of an absolute war zone, and I'm disabled. So I feel very thankful that we're alive and kicking it all. And then as far as the rest of it, my wife and I are together. We have options. Yeah, I feel very fortunate in that respect.
Roy and his wife say they're looking forward to the holiday.
As far as going into Thanksgiving, it's kind of a relief because we'll have friends around us and distractions and good food and, you know, that whole thing.
Because when the holiday is over, the reality of just how much their neighborhood and their lives have been changed by the fires will set in.
You know, the hardest thing is actually seeing what's happening around the community. I mean, although we lost everything, we're physically fine. We're realizing as days go on that we're really not emotionally fine, you know, and that's just a matter of coming to grips little by little with what really happened there.
Before the fires, Angela Platts was expecting to get the whole family together for the holiday.
Now we are in a house in Folsom, California, and we're going to have Thanksgiving here, and I don't know who else is going to be able to make it.
Angela lost her home. Her daughter Vanna's home, while still standing, is inaccessible. The day the fires destroyed Paradise, Vanna had just given birth.
My daughter was in the hospital. She had just given birth the day before the fire started. And so she was one of the OB patients that got evacuated out. I'm in Folsom with her and her two kids and her husband because she had surgery to have the baby. She's just perfect. You know what? She makes it better. She totally makes it better. Just holding her and looking at her. Something good came out of it. She had her first ride in the back of a police car at 24 hours old.
Mariah Williams survived the campfire with her parents and children. You may have heard her on the show last week. Right now, her whole family, including her parents and two dogs, are staying at a friend's place in Chico. And that's where Mariah will be for Thanksgiving, but the community's devastation is weighing heavily on her.
I almost feel a little bit guilty for being okay and having somewhere to stay and having backup and having food and having, you know, like, yeah. It really, really sucks.
But Mariah says there are bright spots.
People typically do things a little bit selfish where, you know, they're like, oh, you stepped out of line. Sorry. Yeah, well, people aren't doing any of that trivial stuff right now. People are being very generous to others and helpful and going out of their way to provide, even if they have the littlest amount of things, they're still willing to help. And that's really, really cool to see all of us come together.
Because sometimes Thanksgiving is about finding gratitude for what you have, even if what you have is a fraction of what was once yours. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. The Camp Fire in Butte County is still burning. More than 80 people have been found dead. The community is now bracing for the threat of rain that could trigger mudslides and hinder the search for more than 800 people who are still missing. Risa Johnson is a reporter for the Chico Enterprise Record, and she's reporting on how the community is preparing for Thanksgiving when many still don't have a roof over their heads.
I went to the Chico Walmart, where there's kind of a makeshift tent shelter set up there, and people there weren't really thinking about the holiday at all. They said that, you know, they're really just living day to day. But the people who are out there are kind of, generally speaking, don't have as many resources. Maybe they have family around, but for whatever reason, not able to stay with their family, or their family is out of state or something, and they can't stay anywhere else, or they could stay at a shelter, but maybe they want to stay close to their animals, or just didn't like the vibe of a shelter that they went to. So they're out there. But I did speak to one woman who's staying with her sister in Chico, and she said that she was really looking forward to Thanksgiving. She was really excited. She had just bought a turkey that she was able to get with a Safeway gift card that someone gave her because she was an evacuee. And she said that right now it was really important to her to be with her family because that's what it's all about. And she had basically lost everything. So, you know, she was saying, this is a time that I really need to be with my family. And yeah.
What about the folks who, I mean, you mentioned the folks in the parking lot. What about folks who don't have a shelter for Thanksgiving? I mean, how do they, is there any sort of food preparation, donations, perhaps, anywhere they can go, particularly if the weather gets bad over the weekend?
Yeah, actually, there's this really amazing, huge effort to produce a ton of Thanksgiving meals right now. World Central Kitchen, the nonprofit founded by, I believe it's Jose Andres, is out here and they're partnering with Chico State, the university that's here, and Sierra Nevada, which is also based in Chico, the main brewery, and local school districts to basically produce meals for Thanksgiving. They're expecting 15,000 people. They have three locations that they're setting up, and they're going to have different seating times, and they're also going to deliver some meals to the evacuation shelters, too.
Jose Andres was the same chef who was in Puerto Rico after the disaster, after Hurricane Maria there, and helping to feed folks there. I imagine, Risa, that going into Thanksgiving, which is a day that we're supposed to be thankful and grateful for things, is that difficult for the folks that you're talking to right now?
Kind of like I said, I mean, the people who are sleeping, you know, in their cars or sleeping in tents, I think particularly for those people, it's hard for them to probably feel, you know, grateful for a lot right now because they don't have, most people left with like a small bag or a backpack or something and they lost everything. And the people who are out there not in shelter for a variety of reasons, yeah, it's going to be tough. We're also expecting rain to come in on Thursday and Friday. So hopefully they can get out to one of these places. The Walmart is relatively close to Sierra Nevada, so hopefully some of those people can make it over there. And yeah.
Risa, you're a journalist for the Chico Enterprise Record, and you're also from the community, no?
Yes, I went to Chico State and I've lived here for about 6 years.
So being a journalist who covers this community on a regular basis and someone who lives in the community, what's it been like for you?
Yeah, I think probably every person in our newsroom and a lot of people who live in Chico have been affected in the way that, you know, they have friends and or relatives that lived in the evacuated areas and know people closely who lost their homes. You know, I have friends and relatives who lost their homes. And so it is personal. And I mean, I went to the town of Paradise many times. I went to visit my aunt a lot, and it was a really charming, quiet place, you know, that I could go to if I just needed kind of a day to relax. So it's really a loss. But I do want to say, I mean, I think that people are going to go back and rebuild. Not everyone will, but and the town will certainly be different, but I think they're going to rebuild. So,
well, let's talk a little bit about, despite the fact that there's been such a devastating moment for so many people, I'm wondering, what are some of the acts of kindness that you're seeing? Are people banding together, to help each other out?
Yeah, and that's something right when this started, you know, it's been really incredible to see all of the people who have stepped up. Like what I was mentioning, this Thanksgiving meal, I saw that Chico State, I think the day after they announced that they were looking for volunteers, they had already had all the volunteers that they needed. And all of these donation sites are saying, you know, we're full, we really can't take any more. So there's really been an outpouring of support. And when I walked through the Walmart kind of tent city that's there, I have seen many people just wandering around and trying to find people to give things to, you know, think of bananas or some hand warmers or gift cards. So I'm proud to be in this community because I've seen so many acts of kindness.
And have you talked to people who still are missing friends or family?
I have not personally. I've heard from people who have been looking for, you know, friends or relatives, but everyone who I personally have spoken with has been able to find, you know, the people who they are looking for at this point. And the sheriff's office has said, you know, that there could be some mistakes, there could be typos, and it's likely that some of the people reported are just fine and they haven't seen their names yet on the list and haven't been able to call them in yet. But it's still a very startling figure that many people are still missing. And another factor is with the rains coming in, that some of the human remains might be washed away. So that's certainly an issue coming into the next few days here with the weather.
That's a heavy thing to think about and really devastating for a lot of folks, I imagine.
Yeah. You know, some people who are looking, I mean, that means that they might never, you know exactly what happened. And that's really sad.
Mm-hmm. And Risa, how are your friends and family doing?
Oh, thank you for asking. My family, I have a large extended family, so my aunt was able, she's being well taken care of, and my friends, I think, are doing well. They also, you know, are staying with other family right now. So not sure if they'll be coming back to Paradise or not.
Risa Johnson is a reporter for the Chico Enterprise Record. Risa, thanks again.
Thank you.